Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, 1H2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy with you here Tuesday afternoon. Final hour brought to you by Reliable Heating and Air. Book an appointment for a convenient time at ReliableAir.com. Brandon Adams, host of the Dog Nation Daily podcast, joins us in 15 minutes as we continue to get ready for Alabama and Georgia on Saturday evening. AMA at 1:40. Any question, any topic, get the phone lines open. We'll get back into the big story of the day in just a couple of minutes from now.
Yeah, man, some craziness, man, because we were talking about it. You were talking about it before the show.
This is the second time today, yes. Something we've like, oh, I wonder when this is going to happen, has happened.
Yes. Looks like Oklahoma State's like, yeah, bruh.
Enough's enough.
We're tired of these press conferences. I know yesterday he was talking about Mike Gundy. He's been fired by Oklahoma State per reports. But yesterday he's like, basically, like, I'm going to be here as long as I want to be here.
Yeah, they're not going to fire me.
And then he followed that up by, or if somebody else wants me out of here. Yeah. I think he did.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think he did.
Yeah. He was talking tough for a while.
Yeah, he was been talking tough for a while, but they got his ass up out of there.
The mullet is no more. Yeah. Well, I guess he still has it, but the mullet is no longer employed by the Oklahoma State University. He was coach there for a long time. He's the winningest coach there by over 100 games. Yeah. Like, you know, there were some good times. Some bad times as well, and it got really bad over the last couple of years.
Yeah, man. Yeah, but
and so, one of the all-time great press conferences.
Yeah, man. But something tells me he won't be far behind as far as the media.
Because he won't coach again.
No,
no one's gonna do that.
I don't think so. But I can see something.
He'll be on the big noon kickoff
or something like that.
Weeks.
Yep, something like that right there. But new era. They haven't said who's gonna be the interim coach, but now Oklahoma State will be looking for a new coach.
Yeah,
like yeah. For some reason, nowadays, when coaches or these jobs come up, my first thought is always, who was a good player that was an alumni?
Me too.
Every single time.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's exactly where my mind goes.
What did my boys call him? Checker? Bumden Whedon. Bumden Whedon.
Where's Bumden Whedon at? Somewhere. Probably coaching somewhere.
Yeah, probably. But, I'm surprised he fired him. I thought it would be one of the things at the end of the year mutually depart.
I did.
That's
too.
What I thought.
Yeah, yeah. I thought with all of the winning and years and all of that, there would be a little bit more. Yeah, like you handle it with a little bit more decorum.
Yeah.
All right. We let it seem like he's walking away and all of that, but nope, not so fast. So they got him out of there. They add it to the list. UCLA did it last week, as did Virginia Tech. Oklahoma State followed behind, and I don't know who's next. There will be more, obviously. Yeah.
Let's see here.
What are you looking at? Oklahoma State alums?
No, I was looking for his buyout.
Oh.
Under the results, his buyout is $15 million.
50?
If he's fired, 15.
Oh, 15.
If he's fired without cause.
Oh, yeah, and it seems like
before
no
December
cause.
Of 2027.
Okay. Now the thing is, how quickly does he get what part of it? Like, that's the part of it at Kentucky with Stoops. It's so complicated. Is his buyout's like $35 million, but it's has to be paid within 30 days. The whole thing.
Oh yeah, that's right. Right.
So you got to get all of it within that period of time.
What did we talk about? We said that if it was a basketball, okay,
Sure.
But that, sure. I don't know about that.
Man, if you can get your contract written like that, you're feeling great about it because they're probably not going to fire you. It's hard for any school to come up with $35 million in a month. So they're probably not going to fire you. But then if they do, great. I'm about to get $35 million.
But that was, I mean, that was one of the crazy things about the conversation we had with Kirby about, you know, firing these coaches. Yeah. Like, because you got to, that $20 million, that's an annual thing.
Yeah.
That is it raised by the people?
The 20 that they get, or the revenue share?
The revenue and all those
things. No, that's from the media deal.
Yes, okay. Now you got a situation where, but you still are trying to raise these collectives or whatever.
Right.
But you got to raise up, like, you got to get money to pay these coaches to leave.
Right. As much as it feels like there's unlimited money with all these places, there isn't. Like, there is a bottom of the barrel. And the 20 or 30 or whatever it would be to buy out your coach is that much less money you have for NIL stuff.
Yes.
And I don't know. I'd rather have $4 million linemen than get rid of this coach.
Yes.
You know? And I think that's the decision a lot of these programs are making. Anyway, Mike Gundy gone at Oklahoma State. It was a long, long tenure. Most of a man, I'm 40.
Yes.
Dabo did add to that. He gave us 15 more years with his rant a couple weeks ago when he said, I'm not done yet. I'm
55. I just learned how to coach.
I'm not going to the beach.
I'm not going to the beach.
I'm
going to
use that next time they want to go to the
beach. For me.
We're not going to the beach.
I'm a man.
Not this year. Not till I'm
55. Why was he mad about that? I cannot remember.
There was an article written about one of his players.
Oh, okay. That's what it was. Okay.
Yeah, it was
okay.
An article. I can remember. He was standing up for one of his players. Okay. That's the thing. It's like the team loved it and the fans love it, so it worked out good for him. And the person that wrote the article, they ended up being good friends too. Everybody patched it up in the end.
It came all full circle.
Kumbaya. All right. Let's get to the big brought to you by QC Kinetics, non-surgical treatment pain.
We got to bring competition in, you know, and like that's you have to do that until you get it right. You cannot allow that to be the reason to have this stuff happen, right? You know, like we went 5-for-5 the week before, you went 0-for-2 this week, and you got to bring competition, and that's something we'll be working diligently at.
Yeah, not what you want to hear. again, this is not the first time we've heard it this year.
They've had back-to-back kicker competitions in 2 weeks.
Not great.
No,
I mean they played 3 games and they've had 2 kicker competitions.
Yes.
So, okay, who knows who the kicker will be this weekend.
Okay, before we go any further, I don't know why they won't bring in Hot Rod.
Yeah, Blankenship.
I don't know why.
I don't either.
But there's 31 other teams also
aren't doing
that. Aren't doing it.
Yeah, that was my answer, too.
And that's all. I mean, I done got a lot of them,
yeah,
Randy.
Me too.
I don't know, and I'm not saying, but I love Hot Rod.
Sure, of course.
Like, he had a great year for St. Louis.
Yeah.
Great year. I don't know why.
I don't either.
But all I know is that 31 other teams other than the Falcons are not bringing him in either.
Yeah, it is weird.
It's weird as hell.
Given how many teams have already changed kickers this year due to performance or injury.
Yes.
Weird. The kicker position has been weird to me for a long time anyway, because so often the guys that, and I don't know how many people are following kickers that closely in college, but for the purposes of like our fantasy league and stuff, you have to have one. The guys that tend to be really great in college don't always translate to the NFL.
They don't.
And then guys that, like Younghoe Koo, obviously some people listening heard of him in college, but in general, the college football fan never heard of that guy. And then he went on to have a really good 5-year run.
Mm-hmm.
So kickers come from all over the place. I don't know why Rodrigo Blankenship hasn't been given a job. You know, Falcons cycle through enough of these guys, maybe they'll call him.
Maybe they will. I don't know. Real quick, Andy, to get some other stuff coming out, just came out about this game this weekend against Washington.
Okay.
We talked about Jalen. Jaden Daniels already talking about, I don't think he's going to play, but he's still recovering from that knee injury. Terry McLaurin, quad.
Oh.
Yeah, quad. It's on something that they're going to monitor this week.
All right.
So it might be down the QB1 and WR1.
That's important.
Yeah.
They ran the ball really well.
They did.
Against
the Raiders
last week.
Yes.
And obviously if it isn't Jaden Daniels, you know who it is.
Yes.
It's Marcus Mariota.
Yes.
You know who their head coach is.
Yes.
Dan Quinn.
Yes.
He got cleaned out.
Dude.
On the sideline,
yes,
by the way.
Yes, he's bleeding out the face and everything.
Yeah.
Yeah, Dan got some.
That had to be a concussion, right?
Oh, no. The way he hit his head on the ground? Yes. With a man coming at you that fast? Yeah.
So, all right. So those are all some of the potential storylines for Sunday against the Commanders. Bottom line is this, man. Like, you got to must win this early in the season, but doesn't it feel close to that after 30-0 to the Panthers, and then you have the bye week, and then you have Buffalo? Like, You're staring down the potential of, like,
yep.
this thing sliding out of control
what
fast.
What did we talk about, man? Like, getting early sooner or whatever that
getting
means?
Late
getting
early.
Late early or it whatever that means.
It's daylight savings time in Flowery Branch, or the opposite.
One of them.
Fall back. You know, when it gets dark early.
Yeah, man.
That's what it is up
I'm
there.
I'm losing it right now. I'm getting real, because I tell you, you know, when I know when summer's coming, when my neighbor across the street, when his damn leaves start falling off the tree.
Yeah.
Yeah, getting on my nerves.
Leaves falling is a pretty good indicator.
Yeah.
I know when the pumpkin spice creamer shows up.
It's
in
already
the
out?
Oh, it's in there.
It's all right. Okay.
every year it's a little earlier. I'm feeling kind of fall. Okay.
All right, baby.
Whatever.
All right, babe. Whatever. But no,
I'm feeling kind of fall too.
It's a process where you're changing your coordinator position, meaning from the booth to the sideline. Hopefully that can help. Michael Penix has always had his coordinators right there with him.
Zach Robinson's going from the booth to the sideline.
Yes, yes. You made a move as far as your position coach. I do think and I do believe that the wide receiver room for the Atlanta Falcons has been whatever you want to call it, the worst of all the position groups.
Biggest disappointment.
Maybe. Now, there's things and reasons behind that. Sure. Moody's been out, working him way back. Drake, he's been okay, but ever since he banged the shoulder up, he's been okay these last couple weeks. Underwhelming, that's what I should say. Yeah. Underwhelming. They've been the most underwhelming room, I think. But a lot of that has to do with that
the guy
and
who
the quarterback.
Stepped in for Mooney, Casey Washington, got a concussion week one, so he hadn't played either.
Yeah. And so, you know, there's a lot of reasons why this room isn't performing where it needs to be. The quarterback, you can put him in there also. But if this is what's going to help, because, you know, they are familiar with what?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence Data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Oh, Yates.
They are familiar with Yates. He was their coach. He coached, was he there last year?
Mm-hmm.
He was the coordinator, coach last year when, you know, both of them had monster years. Moody, almost 1,000 yards. Drake, we know about the year he had, so they have familiarity with him. Not saying that's going to turn things around, but maybe that's how he's looking at it. But right now, you're in a position where you're trying not to lose this damn season. You're trying your best not to lose this damn season.
These have to be actual solutions and not just rearranging the furniture on the Titanic.
Correct.
Because you can convince me that it's either. You can talk me into this is the actions of a desperate coaching staff today. Now, if they go on a 5-game winning streak, then you can point back to it and be like, nah, that's when everything changed.
There it is right there.
Great. Let that be true.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla speed test intelligence data, 1H 2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
FanDuel's getting you ready for the NFL season with an offer you won't want to miss. New customers can bet just $5 and get $300 in bonus bets if you win. That's right, pick a bet, bet $5, and if it wins, you'll unlock $300 in bonus bets to use all across the app. You can build parlays, bet player props, ride the live lines, whatever your style, FanDuel has you covered. The NFL season's almost here. The only question is, are you ready to play? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to download the FanDuel app today and get started.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.